It's Outside the Box, taking nothing for granted. Today's topic is Jesus Gender Jumble. There are plenty of disagreements over who Jesus was, what Jesus did, and what Jesus said. Also over the interpretation of Jesus' teachings, whether Jesus accomplished miracles or rose from the dead, and certainly over the color of Jesus' skin. But I've always heard Jesus referred to as he, usually capitalized. Jesus was a guy with a penis and beard and 100% male, according to almost every description and interpretation. Or was he, if you'll pardon the pronoun? Can we add gender and gender identity to the list of speculations about Jesus? I think we should. Many religious people have called Jesus a feminist. Simply seeing women as human and deserving of basic rights put Jesus way ahead of the rest of Middle East culture of the time. None of the 12 disciples were apparently female, but Jesus' trust and equal treatment for women has been widely noted. However, being a feminist is not the same as being female. Jesus certainly shook things up in the culture of the time. Gender roles were apparently not sacred to Jesus, and that's part of why Jesus made such an impact on contemporaries and even on us today. Often those who take such risks are people who have unconventional lives and experiences. They don't hesitate to take the road less traveled, and they invite others to join them. Perhaps Jesus was a woman, maybe living as a man, or later described as a man, in a male-dominated church that would not acknowledge the person's true gender. In the Middle East of 2,000 years ago, a female Jesus would have been unacceptable, if not intolerable. If a charismatic woman were leading a movement, the powers that be of the time would probably have either ignored her, destroyed her, or turned her into a man. There is no description of Jesus in the Bible, so almost anything is possible. Even the existence of Jesus, whether female or male, is not universally determined. To an extent, we have to take that on faith, excuse the pun. Jesus could also have been a lesbian, transgender, androgynous, intersex, genderless, or a hermaphrodite, since there is speculation that Jesus had female-like breasts. A male pronoun could have been used, typical for the time, even if the person's actual gender wasn't male or even clear. Some believe that Mary Magdalene, described as a follower of Jesus, might have been the true so-called Savior. Moravians, a Christian sect, believe that Jesus could have been a woman. In the book Jesus is Female by Aaron Fogelman, the oppression of Moravians in this country was blamed in part on their belief that Jesus was a feminist, if not female. And if Jesus had been the product of a virgin birth, it's hard to imagine where the Y chromosome that could determine male gender would come from. Some might argue it came from God. I find that speculation to be too male-centric, and carries the assumption that God, if it exists, is also male. A supreme being would transcend gender, in my opinion, so, logically, such a being's child should be genderless also. The child could look like a woman or man, but not actually be either. I don't believe Jesus was a child of God, but if Jesus had been, how can we describe Jesus as being either woman or man? Who or what do you think Jesus was? I'm Larry Danziger, wondering if Jesus had been a woman, who would Christians, quote-unquote, be worshiping today?